The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, lady. What is going on there?
It's the... There we go. I keep telling people things are going to hell in a handbasket. I had to bang the mic to get the thing to work. the Spit and Chewing Gum Network. It is the first day of June, halfway through the year, 2011. Doesn't it seem like somebody has wished half of your life away? Things are speeding up. Is the rotation of the earth going faster? Are we at 20 hours a day here? Never miss it. I'm so busy that time doesn't mean anything. Got a call from a gentleman that evidently, I'm reading his email, he went to court and he defended himself and he won. Philip Jensen versus the city of Albany, Georgia. Talked to this guy. He's a sixth grade dropout. He's a truck driver. He decided he'd had enough. He went and picked up the Juris Dictionary course to learn the processes in court. That's where they get you, folks. It's the process. You've got to know the process in court. Otherwise, you'll have the judge all over you, the prosecutor, and anybody else. Bailiff probably throw a snotty hanky at you. At any rate, he says, to all the people that sent an email to yesterday about the trial, I want to put things in the right perspective. I got a lot of response to the email blast last night. Before this win came about, I was very discouraged with the courts, thinking there was no accountability any longer in the courts. While there is a lot of corrupt judges and lawyers still, there are some who try to follow the law. And I wonder how many cases lost to pro se people are lost simply because they did it wrong. Not because the system was bad. I've seen something in this case I've never seen before. I felt something in a courtroom I never felt before. Our country is being overrun by crooked politicians, most of them previous lawyers, and while they are crooked, they know how to make the system work for them. This is a shame and a reproach to the American people for refusing to endeavor to know what makes the judicial system work. A system that the people were responsible for putting in place in the first place. The people are responsible because they left this great task of keeping the checks and balances in place at the feet of their elected representatives, lawyers, rather than doing the homework themselves. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. The American people, whether Christian or non-Christian, have a responsibility to their God and their countrymen to know the law and be well disposed to use it. We still have an opportunity with some resemblance of freedom to learn how the system works. Thomas Edison once said, opportunity is missed by most people because it comes dressed in overalls and looks like work. He also said, when asked by reporters, what about your light bulb? How many more times is it going to take? He says, I'm one step closer to making it work. I've eliminated all the problems.
Your life with Rich Stand-over. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Philip finishes out by saying this. He says, when I leave this life, let it not be said that I failed in doing my part in driving the tyrants, the vipers, politicians, judges, police, bankers, IRS, etc., etc., back under the rock they crawled out from under in the first place. I'm referring only to those who violate their oath of office as government employees. Look around you. Abortion, gay marriage, government extortion of the people, private property, banks taking people's homes. I could write a book just on all the things that are happening to us because crooked lawyers knew how to access. Gosh. We need that new board quick. Where was I? What most people don't understand is that you can learn how to conduct most of your own legal affairs. You can switch me over to another pot. What? How about this one? That one work? Let's try that one. All right. Jeez, I'm peaked. Spitting chewing gum. You got any on you? At any rate. He says, I spent 6 years trying to get people to come together and us learn this stuff as a group, and many would say I don't have the time to learn all of that. Or how can I remember all of that? What most people do not understand is if you can learn how to conduct most of your own legal affairs in just 1 month of intense legal study, then you have the basics. And from there, you just gradually develop over time with very little study, a small price to pay for liberty and your posterity. On one of the most crucial but hardest things to do as part of turning your life around is to get rid of all the negative people around you and replace them with people who encourage you instead. This is one of the biggest enemies in America, negative people. Sometimes your biggest enemy looks like you in the face every morning in the mirror. We just let government steal billions of dollars, and let's update that, trillions of dollars, off the backs of our children and even children not even born yet. We must hold them accountable. Crime is contagious. If the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law. One of the greatest feelings I ever felt was May 27th, 2011, when I was able to go into court of law and win my case without a lawyer at my side. I felt God in that courtroom, he says. I knew I was in the right and told the truth and had the experience to access the court. Now, he says, bringing about both time and chance in each part of the trial, I felt that God moved on into the heart of the judge to follow the law. I wouldn't bet on God moving into the souls of some of these judges. But at any rate, that's his story. Sixth grade dropout. He's a truck driver. He's had enough. The city of Albany came after him, sued him. He says, hey, you want to bring a civil case against me? I'm going to bring myself, my educated self, and I'm not going to take an officer of the court in there, namely your defense attorney. And he went in, and he beat them at their own game. Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good.
Well, that was a pretty good little story.
I wish it were duplicated a million times over.
Just goes to show you, it's what Pete and I always say. You have to study the law. You have to learn about the law.
You got to study it. And if you don't know it, you know, I mean, heretofore people's idea of, well, we'll just ignore the court. Well, they don't like people not answering summons. They have a tendency to issue warrants. And when you're taking your mother out for Mother's Day or her birthday, you get pulled over for a burned-out taillight. There's a warrant issued for your arrest. And Mom has to drive home herself and then go get bond money. I mean, a lot of this stuff, we know what has been done in the courts. They're administrative procedures. They're administrative law. Now, you can't come in, guys, with a constitution armed with a Bible under one arm and a constitution under the other and stand there and argue with a judge and get him to hear your argument under what would be perceived as common law principles, you know, common sense, common application of law, not by insane people or people that have a madcap desire to rule over everybody, or at least make them culpable and pay the corporation their fine. These administrative laws are not constitutional. This is a construct under their commerce, under their laws of doing business. As you guys have said, and especially you, Joyce, hey, you've hit their high water mark. Walk into their courtroom, guess what? They're the pirates on the sea. The law spews out of their mouth. And when they don't like what's going on, if you don't know procedures in a courtroom, or you got some little shifty little prosecutor that, well, he's just got to go out with drinks for lunch with the judge, we have a special ring knocker camaraderie going on. Procedure and law be damned, we're going to see what we can get over and see what we can get away with. If you know at least the procedures that go on in a courtroom, presentment of evidence, briefs, rules of evidence, I could go on, but unless you know this, how do you know you're not getting the old shaft from that overpriced mouthpiece that's there standing right alongside you when the judge bangs the gavel and says, you're guilty? Oh, by the way, if you didn't get anything in that trial that was denied by the judge, you don't have any basis for appeal.
That's right.
That's another way they get you as well. And how many judges will be that quick to turn down an appeal
They look at you and say, well, what's your basis for appeal? I don't see anything under the original case here. It's all this, you know, it's all this trickery. It's legal ease. The court system, hear me, folks, the court system is not there for justice. It is not your benefit that they are assembling. It's for your prosecution. It's for your persecution. It's to empty your purse. It's to get all the money into the corporation under their maritime or their goofy little pirate court. Now, this may work for somebody that wants to stay in the matrix. This is how business is done. I can abide by those rules because, guess what? I want to, or I can, or I'm paying enough money for protection. You know, I have my battery of lawyers to go battle their battery of lawyers. This is all, you know, you ever thought about this, guys? If we are under common law, and there has to be first harm and foul against somebody for you to have a claim levied against you, have you ever thought how many, under that system, how many lawyers we would really need in this country?
Three?
And how did you arrive at that number?
I just, well, just off the top of my head.
Peter, you're not going to at least double that number.
Sometimes I just look out into the clouds and make as many faces as I can.
It is getting out of control. We've got cops that New Mexico just came out and said that, hey, you know, if on a routine traffic stop we pull you over, guess what? You got any guns? They're gone. And what you have to do is apply. Now, they stole your property. Now, there are certain parameters here, obviously, that you weren't involved in a felony with a firearm. Okay, you didn't commit any crime. You didn't break any laws. It's a routine traffic stop. It's a civil procedure here. You know, you got a burned-out taillight or your inspection sticker or on and on. I could give you a myriad of reasons why the guys with the shiny badges and the guns want to pull you over just to interview you to see what kind of revenue they can pull out or what you'll give them to further their cause to go into phase two of their roadside interview. And unfortunately, they've been taught in this country, and people know what a Fourth Amendment is. Do you have any guns or drugs in the car? Yeah, I'm just loaded down with 15 pounds of smack, and I've got an AK tucked in under my my seat here. What are you going to do? Answer in the affirmative. Yeah, I got drugs and I got guns. So what? You know, these are questions that, well, an innocent man wouldn't have any problem going, guns and drugs? Of course I don't. Well, do you mind if we look? Well, I just told you I didn't have them. Oh, yeah, but, you know, we just want to look. If you don't have anything to hide, then you don't mind us looking. Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Well, out in New Mexico, if you got a gun and you're in a car, guess what? You ain't got the gun. You probably ain't got your car because you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hasn't there been rulings about the ability of self-protection? Even down here in Texas, they changed the law. I think they call it the carriage law now, that if you get stopped and you have a gun in your car, no big shakes. Out the window went the tri-state where you can move around in your contiguous three-county area without permission or whatever else. There was a lot of cases that were hitting the books, and people are going, wait a minute here. Do I have the right to protect myself with a Louisville slugger, a Bowie knife, a gun, a golf club, maybe a number one driver if I so desire, and your head looks like a Titleist golf ball? What does it matter? Do we or do we not have the ability to protect ourselves? That is what is at issue. Now, evidently, the guys with the shiny badges and the guns, they're everywhere 24/7. They can see into the past. They can see into the future. They're all powerful. So much so that you don't need those silly guns, boy. Give them up. Just give them up. Fat chance we got 80 million firearm owners in this country. 80 million firearms owners. Please don't make them bring us out those things. You know, they make bang bang noises. You know, please don't make me take them out. I just like to use them for sporting purposes. Thank you very much.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Well, you see, folks, gun laws are, well, the BATFE and the FBI and state lines and interstate commerce and, you know, all those things. Everybody's got a hand in regulating guns. Well, here's a classic case for you guys. The Second Amendment and others have filed a lawsuit. See, you have to sue them now. Yeah, when they screw you stupid in court, you got to turn around and countersue. Well, the U.S. District Court in California, they filed a lawsuit seeking to have the state's definition of the so-called assault weapons declared unconstitutionally vague. Joining the Second Amendment Foundation and Cal Guns in the lawsuit in Brendan, John Richards, and get this, he must have been radicalized. He's an Iraq combat veteran who served in the United States Marines and whose arrest and a six-day incarceration in the Sonoma County Jail and subsequent dismissal of all charges was the catalyst for his legal action. Named as defendants are California Attorney General Kamala Harris, the California Department of Justice, the city of Rohnert Park, and the police officer, Mr. Dean Becker. Now, Richards was jailed in May of last year after the officer, Mr. Becker, investigating a disturbance in a motel where Richards was staying, learned that Richards had two pistols and a rifle, all unloaded in the trunk of his car. He was arrested for unlawful possession of an assault weapon However, in September of last year, the charges were dismissed by the Sonoma County District Attorney's Office based on a report from the State Department of Justice that showed none of the guns met the state's definition of assault weapon. Now, California law allows possession of a variety of firearms that do not meet the state's assault weapons definition, which we believe is unconstitutionally vague. Mr. Richards was jailed for almost a week when he had broken no law because a police officer had a conflicting view and the district attorney's office believed him. Now, California's attempts to make a distinction among firearms where no natural one exists, the generic definition of the so-called assault weapon, was simply an attempt to prohibit possession of guns that look scary. I get an idea. I'll start importing Mac 90s and paint them pink. Plaintiffs are represented by attorneys Don Kilmer of San Jose and Jason A. Davis of Mission Viejo. Kilmer said the case is indicative of the way things have become in California. Now, guys, this is repeated time after time after time after time in this country. Where do these agents that represent these agencies, where's their basis in the Constitution?
It's not, John.
It's
based in statutory law, basically out of the District of Columbia, which Congress is authorized to pass for territorial possession, possession in the United States of America.
No, it's worse than that. It's basic private corporate law. But because we are functioning in commerce, that's why they did away with the public official bonds, because we don't have any public officials, because we don't have any government. All we have is a corporation. Well, this has been driving me crazy for years. I want to know how they can operate without having any insurance. I mean, if you go to get your toenails cut, the doctor's got to have insurance. Everything in commerce requires a bond, an insurance policy to protect anyone that's injured. I finally figured it out about 10 days ago or a week ago. Because it's a private corporation functioning in commerce, they have to have a commercial bond, basically as insurance, because it's a commercial activity. And I think, since this was buried so deep, I think once we perfect the process of filing against their bonds, we could clean up America in about 6 weeks.
You know, what's interesting about this is Ron McDonald's position. And I've interviewed this guy for many, many hours. We all deal with a commercial instrumentality. We all deal with dollars, which is issued by who? Well, the Treasury Department, but really, who are they fronting for? Well, the Federal Reserve. And what is the Federal Reserve? It is a private corporation for profit. So if it's a private corporation for profit, and the Federal Reserve note is an indication of that scenario, then everything that we do, are we not then involved in commerce?
That is correct, John, 100%. That's why they went after Kennedy and got rid of him. Because he was going to put us back on a silver standard, which would have given us our rights back.
Therefore, you have to have a mechanism to sue. And the commercial bonds are the mechanism, except you really have to know what you're doing, because I had heard years ago about people filing commercial bonds against a judge or another public official, and they just threw him in jail, and they wouldn't let him out till they removed the lien. So I figured if the mechanism exists, the process must have been corrupt. They didn't do it the proper way. I think if we can perfect filing commercial bonds, you're going to see God knows what, because you can go after them whether they have them or not, and they're blanket bonds, and everybody in the organization is covered.
Oh, what a threat it is to the system to go after their commercial anything. That makes you very, very dangerous.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let us take a call from an interested listener, George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing, Joyce and
Peter?
Peter.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. I was sort of brainstorming a couple weeks ago. I mean, I have an idea. It's kind of like a long shot. I've been doing my own homework. I managed to get the cooperative agreements between the State Department of Agriculture and the Federal Department of Agriculture. I got to look at some agreements with the local sheriff and the local police. And a term keeps coming up in all these cooperative agreements that are signed. And the federal government considers a state agency or local agency an independent contractor. Have
right
you heard
on.
That term?
Right on.
That's right. Right. And guess what? He has to function with a bond.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I was thinking about, you know how you post legal notices in the newspaper? You can
right.
post a legal.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about making a legal notice in the newspaper, citing all that, you know, that all these federal agencies are registered in the Caribbean, and that for any of these agencies that go into an agreement as an independent contractor, that they no longer have a sovereign immunity to police agencies no longer have immunity because they're functioning outside their statutory parameters. I mean, because, you know, independent contracts, I mean, local police department has just got to take up a contract with Domino's Pizzas to deliver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, basically that's all done through the private corporate system.
Mm-hmm.
All your agreements and everything and your memorandums of understanding are all involved in this system with the Federal Reserve. It's huge. It's monstrous. It encompasses half of the world.
So you think a legal notice might not work?
Well, what are you trying to do with a legal notice?
Well, just try to make a declaration in a legal notice, post in the paper, and just hope the judge will sign off on it and nobody challenges it.
Well, you can do all the notices you want, but I would think I would want to direct them to the understanding of who you are rather than to the understanding of who they are.
I'm a free man without subject.
Well, okay, but I mean, in certain instances, like Article 1, Section 10 of the what we call the National Constitution, says that you can go ahead and contract in maritime affairs. And you can do it voluntarily.
But the thing is, my Social Security card, my birth certificate, I never signed any agreement with them to contract myself for that.
You didn't have to, because who created that entity?
My parents.
That's right. Actually, it was created by the government, and your parents agreed to go along with it. They put their blessing on it, basically with signing the birth certificate.
That's right. When your mother signed the birth certificate, since you're considered chattel, she gave it as a gift to the government.
That's right.
You know, one thing I've never understood, guys, is how can somebody, and the legal age in this country is, they say, 18 years of age.
Right.
Other than that, you're under your parents' guidance and tutelage, and they're... comes a certain insulation against the state. Some insulation. But
right.
here's my problem. If they enter you into an illegal contract and you don't discover that contract, say that you're 18 years of age in a day and you're now legally responsible for yourself, can you not refute that contract that you were not a party to?
You have to refute it before the age of 18.
Oh, before the age.
That's correct.
Oh.
That's why when you're 16 and apply for your driver's license, that's the perfect time to set your condition precedent, denying 14th Amendment citizenship, ownership, the fact that you're owned as chattel, and basically you file your own little Declaration of Independence, and then you're free.
Well, and you guys, if you think about this, I mean, take it another step. You apply for a driver's license. You apply for government documentation, say a passport, visa. You have to declare yourself to be a United States citizen according to their rule book. But how much longer is it going to be with the barriers of countries falling and more under the perusal and control of world courts? You know, I just can't wait for the day that they just come right out and say that, hey, are you a world citizen? You know, the hell with the countries, the boundaries, and anything else that might represent heretofore, that's out the window.
You're already a citizen of the world.
You're already a world citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, you're already a world citizen.
Well, I'm of this world, but I'm not part of their world.
No,
well,
I understand.
I don't know what the site is off the top of my head at UCC, but there's something that says you don't know what you know until you know it. And if you use that UCC site, then you can file it any time, because if you don't know what you know till you know it, then there would be no limitation on age.
I think you could use mistake on that, Joy.
Okay, well then you use the mistake site.
So you have to go in and declare their contract that you weren't party to. Well, you were made a party by your legal guardians or parents, and then you have to refute that before the age of 18.
That is correct, John.
So
there are statutes on that.
So why don't we have home economics and wood shop And right after that, we have law classes.
We should, but they control education, don't they?
Joyce and I have complained about this for a long time. Somebody in the family has to learn this stuff and know this stuff to guard over the family and help the family.
You know, I mean, think about this, guys. They were itching to get you in the commerce so badly that now they cannot wait for you to get your Social Security number. You know, they're not going to wait on the mistake that you may not, or the employer may, your potential employer may make a mistake on your personal identification. You know, we've made businesses in this country part and parcel to their tax collection schemes. So we have a system that we don't want to leave that to chance. So before you even leave the hospital, before you even open your eyes, we're going to assign you the contract number.
Yes, correct. I think there was a case, I don't remember the name of it, but somebody sued because they wouldn't hire him because he didn't have a Social Security number.
I think that was the infamous Taco Bell case, wasn't it?
That's right.
I have that,
and
I have
won.
That case, John.
You do?
I have that case. And the reason the guy won, don't misconstrue this, the reason the guy won is he belonged to the Amish religion. That's why he won the case.
Oh.
And the IRS recognizes the Amish religion. That's the only reason this guy won his case.
Well, how about the religion of freedom and liberty? I got a temple.
The IRS does not consider that to be a religion, John.
Well, I have a follow-up question here. What would an Amish kid be wanting to work at Taco Bart for?
I think it was done by mistake is what it was. In other words, he basically went out on his own and decided that he was going to try and go to work.
Oh.
So they basically asked him if he had a Social Security number, and he didn't because he was part of the Amish. So the guy hired him anyway. So when basically the guy came back, like they usually do, and say, well, gee, I checked with my bookkeeper, the big god of everything, of the earth and a whole bit, and then my bookkeeper says, you can't work here, I can't pay you unless I have a number. So then it went to basically an administrative proceeding.
Mm.
And in that administrative proceeding, the employer could not override a recognized religion where Social Security numbers were not needed by the IRS.
So even though the Amish kid wanted to strike out, it actually saved his bacon.
Yes, sir.
I got one more question.
Go ahead, George.
And I'll hang up. I was the executive of my mom's estate, and I didn't realize until it was way too late that my mom's death certificate looked just like a bond, and I found out the courts took out a bond on me for being the executive of the estate.
Oh, and sure.
Guys, explain why the bonds are issued.
Because the court makes money that way off you, like they do right now with the prisoners. Every prisoner, Joyce, you tell them.
Right. Every prisoner has a bond on their head, and it's very lucrative to send you to jail. So that's why they pass more and more statutes for you to violate. Because if they send you to jail, they make millions. And I was wondering if they were also securitized. I can't find that in the information on the prison bonds, but I think they do.
Peter,
they're securitized.
They are.
He is saying yes in the affirmative. He's saying
okay,
yes.
Okay, so
are.
If they take out a prison bond on you for, let's say, $500,000 and securitize it five times, look at the money they're making.
Who in the hell came up with the idea of securing somebody's ability to work and be an income earner and a taxpayer? Where did this idea come from that we can the corporation can make money? They
the
can
lawyers.
put bonds on them and everything else.
Abraham Lincoln, he was one of the people that put this together, because when they sold, basically when they gave blacks their freedom to be what you call a citizen of the United States, they also sold bonds on the black people because they were considered property.
That's right. They were bonds on, the first time they put bonds on somebody's head was right after the war.
By the way, just for clarification purposes, our vaunted, I guess you could call him the Mac Daddy long leg of his day. our stovepipe-wearing hatted friend here that, well, we it's never mentioned, and of course it never will be, but you see a lot of institutions, governments, I mean, think tanks, you name it, all decrying the fact that Abraham Lincoln was the savior. Well, you want to, Joyce, you're going to love this one. Do you know what his real name was?
I know. He was Jewish.
He was Jewish. Why hide it? What is?
Because he didn't. Because I think he may have been adopted.
Is there any way to prove that?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to go in the file, but I have all that information on him. But what the people don't understand is the black people were transferred from private ownership to public ownership along with the white people under the 14th Amendment. So the same way they put bonds on the heads of former slaves, they could now put a bond on everyone's head because we were all slaves.
Reconstruction Act is the one that did that. Joyce and I have studied that like crazy.
Where's Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson when you need them? I mean, shouldn't they be out there touting the fact that, hey, you black people have been double-tapped?
They're in it for the money. They're not in it.
Do you think they're in it, John?
They're not in it to save anybody. They're in it for the buck.
I thought involuntary servitude was outlawed under the 13th Amendment. See, like, 13th Amendment prohibited, but yet the 14th Amendment made it voluntary servitude.
No, under the 13th Amendment, you could volunteer into any kind of servitude you wanted to. That was what the big trick was about.
What do you think it is when you volunteer for the armed services? That's voluntary servitude.
Oh, yeah, you ought to see the bonds they have on them.
Well, I bet. And how you know, who makes the money off of these soldiers being killed? Who actually?
They're worth more dead than alive.
Congress makes it. John.
Congress makes the money. Okay, Peter, I'm trying to get at this so we can identify what is the mechanism and what is the organization and who cashes the bonds. How can we track where this money is coming from?
I got it all. I'll send you the file.
Okay.
Joyce has it.
Amazing. Simply, yeah, doing
it. It's under the Adventures and Pearls clause.
You know, it stretches my mind to think that most people believe in this country that we're over there, and every time I hear this, I could just explode.
Yeah.
That we're over there fighting for freedom.
Yeah, that's a joke. We're over there because the bankers are making a fortune. They get the government to borrow more money for the war. They get the life insurance policies on the soldiers, and they just roll in dough when it's over.
Fighting for freedom.
Fighting for freedom under the guise of fighting for freedom.
And you're putting your keister on the line.
And you're not even free.
And the inflation is eating up whatever money you can save, whatever theater operations you're in. Men in uniform, their wives and their family, they're losing their homes here in this country. You get over there, and if you happen to make it through the chaos and the mayhem, but if you don't, somebody is collecting a bond because you're worth more dead than alive.
Is that
That's
not correct,
John? That's what bonding's all about.
Oh my God! You know, what do you think would happen if our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Libya, I hear as well? What if all these guys knew this, that the government put a bond and they're betting they're going to get their keisters shot off?
Well, not only that. How about when they came out with the new regulation that soldiers had to buy their own prosthesis? The government wasn't going to pay for it anymore.
Let me back up here a second. If there's a bond put on these soldiers, shouldn't the family be the recipients of the money?
They've already taken that money, John.
What kind of death benefit are we talking about here? Wait a minute. Let me get the question out. Not the value of the bond, though, right?
No, they don't get the whole value of the bond.
Wait a minute.
One
said yes, one said no. Peter, why do you say...
There's a separate bond that's handled through the United States where the United States gets paid off. And then there's a separate policy where they call it a death benefit or whatever that the parents receive.
They get a cover box and a flag that's on the coffin.
All right. I would like to know from any of the listeners out there what that bond is worth. I would like somebody to call into the program today and give me a dollar value on that bond that Mom and Dad got because son's keister got shot off in a theater of war he shouldn't have been in the first place.
I can tell you right now, John, it's $10,000.
$10,000.
That's it.
Now, what's
the United States, for the United States to make something, what was it, Joyce? We calculated. A million.
So,
yeah, a million.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the government, we might as well say, does $990,000, and the bereaved get $10,000.
Right. The flag. Don't forget the flag.
Shouldn't that be reversed? Congress gets $10,000. The recipients of the dead former child gets the $990,000.
Remember, all you killed was a fiction, right?
All I'm fighting for is the corporation, right? We'll be back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, let's take this a step further. So, Congress gets $1 million. How was this bond set up? How was the money paid to set the bond up? And who actually has to pay on the bond? Somebody is, for every soldier that gets whacked, somebody's got to pay out $1 million.
That's why I brought up the question, like on the mortgages. You figure there, well, one bank, okay, has a mortgage. Now, the next question is, how many times has that mortgage, I think is what you're asking, been resold? And in a lot of instances, we find that that one mortgage for $300,000 has been sold over 3,000 times around the world.
I don't know if it's that high.
I don't think it's sold 300 times. I think they only sell it about 5 times.
No, actually, I heard up until 20 times, but...
Up until 20?
Yeah, here's the interesting thing about this, is how in the hell, how do you sell this as a derivative off of somebody's death? And somebody paying out that $1 million for every death that takes place, isn't somebody on the short end of the stick here?
That's why they call it an insurable interest. You can remember those people that cleaned up on the towers? Basically, they took out insurance policies on the tower.
Right.
That nothing was going to happen to them, and they cleaned up.
Well, kind of like the insurance was put out on the banks and mortgage companies and lenders and all that other stuff.
Right.
Oh, you know, your investment can't go bad. By the way, we have an insurance policy in case it does.
Right, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Very often, you know,
they're called derivatives.
Yeah, but very often the mortgage holder is told we have mortgage insurance in case something goes wrong or you can't make a mortgage payment.
That's why they didn't care, John, whether you made your payment or not, because the bank already got paid off on the house.
That's right. Every single piece of property is, imagine if it sold 30 times. Imagine if a mortgage is sold 30 times. How can you be, after they sell it, you shouldn't have to pay for it anymore. So a lot of these mortgage owners, holders, went to court and said they couldn't be in default because they had, through securitization, sold it. And once the mortgage is paid, according to your contract with the bank, that house is now free and clear.
Ah, but there is, well, people were getting out of this in court because they were asking for the people that claimed that had an interest in that note to be present.
Right.
And everybody threw up their hands and go, well, we are, we guess. Well, where's your paperwork? Well,
yeah,
we don't,
that's right.
We don't have
they were asking for the original note to be produced, and they couldn't produce it because they didn't have it.
Well, you know what they did? They fixed it. They now said that mortgage companies or banks, commercial banks, whatever, don't need that in order to foreclose. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. We
yes, but the banking laws, I've been into this, I've been doing so much research into so many things. Unless securitization is codified, there's no authority to do it. That's out and out fraud. And that's how you get them under a commercial bond. They can't produce any codification. It becomes simply a private corporation policy. And that has absolutely nothing to do with law. So anything that they do that is fraudulent is now actionable.
Steve in New York, Steve in Austin, Nolan in North Carolina, and others, just hang on. We'll get to your calls. Don't drop out of queue. I got to tell you, in the next hour, I got to tell you an interesting story I just heard at a gun store today. Very fascinating. Three employees with a little time on their hands, not much, because the place was pretty crowded. And I was privy to a little conversation, and I started to ask a few questions. We got to take the top of the hour break. We'll come back immediately and get some of your phone calls in here. The National Intel Report will continue after the top of the hour break. I'm John Stadtmiller here with Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald. We'll be right back.
Gold, ever climbing as the...